Good evening, sir. Please come in. I'm so happy to be able to serve you tonight. Sir, please stop. I'm very sorry, but you can't touch me like that. Actually, you can't touch me at all. And I can't touch you at all. The rules are clearly stated on our website and at the door. No touching allowed. This is the GWA brothel, and we take a great deal of pride in servicing our clients with only the dirtiest, nastiest talk ever. If you want a more traditional escort service, you can go to one of the other agencies in the area. But trust me, none of them will get you off like I can. In fact, I can pretty much guarantee you the best orgasm of your entire life. So, if you want to stay, please, have a seat over there. Good. Now, let me kneel down in front of you, like this, while I explain the services that I can provide. Okay. So as I already said, no physical contact at all. Yes, that's correct. No physical contact. So I can't stroke your big cock for you, unfortunately. I can't suck you off or lick your balls. And I can't let you fuck me either. And no, you can't spank me or put your hands on my head and force me down on your cock. As much as I'm sure I would love that. But I can talk to you while you stroke your cock for me. And when you're ready to come, you can spray your load on me anywhere you want. And I will take it. That's my job, after all. Yes, that's right. You can point your stiff, aching cock right at my face or into my open, waiting mouth. Or at my full round tits, and then just let go. So what do you say? Would you like to give it a try? I promise you'll leave here relaxed and satisfied. Good. Then let's begin. Let's start by having you unzip your fly and pull your cock out. That's it. Now, I'll get a little closer. I know I can't touch you, but I want you to be able to feel my warm breath on the tip of your cock while I'm talking to you. I'm told it actually feels really, really good. Okay, now just start stroking your cock. You know how to do that, don't you? Good. Now point it right at my face. I want to see everything. Good. Just like that. It feels great, doesn't it? Having a pretty girl watch you get off? I certainly know that I like watching. It's a real turn on for me. Okay. Now, do you know what you would like to hear about? I mean, when you're jacking it alone, what usually gets you off? Uh-huh. Yes. Younger? Huh? Like high school? And maybe a little on the rough side, it sounds like. I'm really sorry, I shouldn't have laughed. But you were really cute when you started to blush just then. Please trust me, no fantasy is off limits here. Lots of men like to fantasize about dominating younger girls. It's very common. Some people think it's hardwired into men's brains. But the point is that I just want you to feel completely comfortable sharing your darkest perversions with me. That's really the whole point of this service. Do you think you can do that? I really want you to. Okay, So can you go back to stroking your beautiful cock? That's it. Up and down the shaft, just like that. Now point it right at my face again. There's no point in coming here if you're just going to shoot your load into a tissue or onto the floor. You need a girl to take it for you. Good. That's right. Just keep stroking. Okay. So this actually happened to me in my senior year of high school. I was doing okay in most of my classes, but I was really struggling in algebra. So I went to see my math teacher after school. He's quite a bit older, maybe his late 40s or even early 50s. And all the girls in school knew he was pretty much a pervert. When he thought no one was looking, he would stare at the girls in their school uniforms. You know the kind, the ones with the short skirts and tight blouses. He would stare at them and then he would plunge his hand into his pocket and slowly caress his cock through the fabric. He was really gross. And you know what high school girls are like. They're just starting to figure out that they can get men to do almost anything with the promise of sex, or even just by flashing a little skin. So I figured I could maybe get the pervert to help me out, you know? So I unbuttoned the top three buttons on my blouse, and I adjusted my skirt so that it rode up on my smooth thighs. And I walked into his office like that. Here, let me unbutton my blouse for you and hike up this skirt. It's not exactly a schoolgirl uniform, but it should give you a pretty good idea of what he saw. Do you like? Good. Keep stroking your cock for me. You're getting so hard already. I love it. So, I went into his office after school and sat down across from him. I told him that I needed help getting my grades up before the end of the semester. I really need to keep my GPA up, and I'll do anything to get a passing grade in your class, I said. He stopped grading the tests he was working on and looked up at me. Miss, you've been late to class almost every day this semester, and you've clearly never taken any of your studies seriously. I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do for you, he said. Please, sir, I'll do anything. Tutoring, extra credit problems, anything. At this point, I slouched down in my chair a little and let my legs spread slowly apart, revealing just a glimpse of my white cotton panties. And would you believe it? The perv just stared right at my pussy. Most men would have at least pretended to look elsewhere than at a high school girl's pussy, but he didn't make any effort to hide it. Then he cleared his throat. And I watched as he ran his tongue over his lower lip. Miss, he said, come stand in front of me. And I did. I walked around his desk to where he was seated, and I stood in front of him. I may have misjudged you, he said. Maybe you really are willing to do what it takes to get ahead. Is that right? I just nodded my head in silence. Seducing my teacher was definitely hot, even if he was a perv. But I was also starting to realize that I might be getting in over my head. Good, he said, and he got this disgusting, dirty smile on his face. This probably won't be a lot of fun for you, he said, but I intend to enjoy myself before giving you a passing grade. Get down on your knees, he said, and I did. That's it. Now pull your tits out, you little whore, he said. Here, let me pull my tits out for you, the way I did for him when I was a girl. Oh, look how hard my nipples are. Watching you stroking your cock is doing that to me. Keep going. You have such a beautiful, thick cock. I want to make you harder. So I pulled my tits out for him, like this. But I also tried to keep a shred of modesty by covering them with my arms. He pushed my arms aside roughly and then immediately slapped one of my tits. Hard. And it hurt. I screamed out loud at the shock of it and saw a red palm print quickly appear on my skin. I had to bite my lip to keep from crying. Not that anyone would have heard me. We were in school alone by that point. "I'm not going to make this easy for you, whore," he said. "You need to be punished for having such a poor attitude towards your studies. Now put your hands behind your back and keep them there while I play with your tits." I took a deep breath and clasped my hands behind my back as he had said. I figured it was too late for me to complain now. He reached out and grabbed my nipples and pinched them hard until I squealed. And then he began to grab my tits and squeeze them hard, kneading them together. I looked down and saw his nails sinking into my flesh, and the whole time he had that dirty, lecherous smile on his face. I don't know how long that went on, but it felt like an eternity. "Sir, you seem like you really like this part of the story, don't you? Your big cock has gotten so hard, and there's pre-cum starting to ooze out of the tip. You really like thinking about a young girl being abused by an older man, yeah? That's okay. It's a totally normal male reaction. And remember, this is a safe space for your fantasies. In fact, I want you to close your eyes for a minute and imagine me as young as you like. Young with my smooth skin and tits just starting to grow out for men to grab. Okay. I don't want you accidentally going over the edge. Maybe you should stop jerking for a minute and give your poor, aching cock a chance to cool down. Here, just watch me squeeze my tits the way he squeezed them. Just watch. Do you see how I'm pinching my nipples to make them hurt? And slowly squeezing my tits together? Don't touch yourself. Just watch. That's good. Look at my fingernails digging into my big, round tits. He hurt them like this also. Fuck, this really turns you on, doesn't it? Okay. Now stroke your cock slowly in front of my face again. Slowly. I want this to last. After a while, he let go of my tits and unzipped the fly of his pants. He pulled out his rock-hard cock. It was already slick with his pre-cum, just like yours is now. He stroked it a few times in front of my face and then he stopped. "I know all about sluts like you," he said. "If I have you suck my cock, your pussy's going to get dripping wet. And then when I fuck you, my cock is going to slide in easily." "I don't want that," he said. "When I fuck into you, I want to hurt you with my cock. I want you to be so sore tomorrow that you can barely sit down. So stand up and bend over my desk, whore." I hesitated again. When I had come to his office, I figured maybe I would let my teacher see my panties or maybe even feel my tits. But I definitely hadn't planned to let things get this far. I was trying to figure out what to do next, but he wouldn't wait. He reached down and grabbed my hair and yanked me up hard and bent me over his desk. Then he pinned my arms hard behind my back and pulled my skirt up over my ass. I begged him to stop. But he wasn't listening to me. I heard him unbuckle his belt, and then I felt the hot skin of his cock brush against my inner thigh. And then I felt the wet string of his pre-cum dripping down my leg. I felt him grab my panties roughly and yank them to the side. The good news for you, slut, is that you've got me really excited. So it probably won't take me very long to finish. But until then, you're going to be my fuckhole. Do you understand? I tried to push him away. I kicked with my legs, and I tried to push us both away from his desk. He was just too strong, and I was too small. He grabbed my hair and yanked back hard enough on my head that I had to catch my breath. There was nothing I could do. Fuck. My pussy's so wet watching you jerk your cock like that. I'm so fucking horny. Sir, this is your session, but would you mind if I rubbed my clit while I'm talking to you? Fuck yes. I really needed this. So, he repeated, "You're going to be my fuckhole. Do you understand?" "Yes, sir," I said. He pulled back my hair again, hard. "That's not good enough, whore," he said. "If you want the grade, you need to say it." "I'm your fuckhole, sir." "Keep going," he said. "Make it good." I could feel him sliding his stiff cock up my thigh and positioning it at the entrance to my pussy. I was wet. "I'm your fuckhole, sir. I'm your teen whore." "You're going to use my pussy to make yourself come?" "That's it, whore. Keep going," he said. I could hear him breathing heavily by this point. I felt the tip of his cock rubbing back and forth over my clit, covering it in his slimy pre-cum. I was about to start talking again when he shoved his cock into my pussy in one thrust. Oh, God. It hurt so much. It felt like he was splitting me open. I tried to escape again, but he kept me pinned down to the desk with the weight of his body. When I stopped moving, he began to thrust his cock in and out of me. "Keep talking, slut. Get me off," he said. I could barely focus through the pain at this point. It was like my mind was floating nearby. I remember seeing some equations written on the blackboard. Chalk dust smeared across my arms, and I could hear his heavy breathing as he continued to force his cock all the way into my cunt. And then I became aware of that wet liquid sound that I was hearing with every thrust. His cock was hurting me, but my pussy liked it. "I don't want you fucking my pussy, but I know I don't have a choice," I said. "I'm your fuckhole and your whore. My purpose right now is to lie here and let you blow your load into my young, tight cunt." I was surprised to hear my own voice. Somehow, in the fog of that moment, it was like my body knew what needed to happen. I could feel him speeding up his thrust, and his hips slamming against my ass as he continued to fuck me. "That's my good girl," he said. "Take your punishment, you fucking whore." "Yes, I'm your whore. You own my pussy," I said. "You can fuck me whenever you want. You can hurt me whenever you want. I know that I don't have a choice. Whenever you get hard, I have to take your cock in my pussy, or my mouth, or my ass. And whenever you get ready to shoot your load, I have to take that also. That's what my body is for, Daddy." I don't know who was more surprised when that last word slipped out of my mouth, but it did the trick. I could feel my teacher's cock swell up inside my teen pussy, and then it began throbbing as he shot strand after strand of his hot cum into my willing cunt. He grunted loudly and thrust his cock all the way up into my cervix one last time. He didn't say a word after that. He just sipped up his fly and walked out of the room, leaving me with a sore pussy and a hot load of cum dripping down my leg. Fuck. I'm so close. My cunt is so fucking wet. Baby, can you come with me? That's it. Stroke a little faster. Keep your cock right there in front of my face. Look at me rubbing my clit. I'm gonna come so hard for you, baby. That's it, baby. Come on. Make me your whore. Make me your slut. My whole purpose in life right now is to take your fucking cum. Tell me where you want it. Tell me. Do you want to spray it all over my face? Or shoot it all over my tits? Or... do you want to shoot it right into my mouth and watch me swallow it like a good girl? That's it, baby. That's what I want to. Jack it faster. My mouth is open and waiting. Use me. Spray your cum into my mouth and make me clean up your mess. Daddy. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Come with me. Come on. There. Come with me. So hot. Do you feel relaxed now, baby? I hope you'll come see me again. I've got so many more stories to share with you.